The value of the Absolute is in the value of the individual appreciator. He appreciates it at one level as being transcendental. At another level, it is appreciated as a living reality along with all the multifarious multiplicity. At yet another level, it is a living reality in its own unbounded glory of infinity. So, as one's state of nervous system is, according to that, the Absolute is evaluated. It's evaluated according to the level of evaluator. And because life in its states of evolution, in its passage of evolving, just like these Holiday Inns. You start from New York and this evening you stay here. 200 miles covered. Another Holiday Inn after 600 miles covered. And third time you are in Montreal. Holiday Inn. Each station has its own charm, glory, and that is the reality of that level. That degree of advancement gives us this glory. Another step of advancement gives us another glory, and then the glory of the goal. This is also a reality of the path, though. This is also another reality of the path. That is the reality of the goal. But all these are realities because they are the realities of one's own life, one's own experience here and here and here. At this level, the Absolute is transcendental. At this level, the Absolute is parallel with the relative, standing face to face with the relative. It's no more transcendental. And it is face to face with the relative. The relative cannot overshadow it. It, in its glory, cannot overshadow the relative. It's a beautiful situation in CC. Another, the Absolute overshadows the relative. Here, the relative overshadows the Absolute, and the poor fellow is hidden behind the scene. It's in transcendental reality. It's a transcendental reality. In another, it is face to face with the relative. Here, the Absolute is overshadowing relative. Here, relative is overshadowing the Absolute. It's a game. Sometimes you make a goal, sometimes the other makes a goal, and then it's a goal, and then the goal. And the result is announced at every stage. Three different states, the relative overshadowing the Absolute, relative coming face to face with Absolute, none of them are overshadowing in any way, and then the Absolute overshadows the relative. And this Absolute is a living reality. Here only relative is a living reality. Here only the Absolute is a living reality. Here, Absolute and relative both are a living reality. Both are a living reality. Here the relative suppresses the Absolute. But in its suppression, it loses its own charm, its own purpose. When the relative suppresses the Absolute and the Absolute is not on the surface, then the relative doesn't feel comfortable in it itself. And seeing that the relative is uncomfortable, the Absolute comes to help, and then comes to help him. He has come to help him face to face, and here is the Absolute and here is the relative. Both have their have their home on two sides of the road, but the entrance of the one is in front of the entrance of the other. Here is the one, here is the other, and here is the road. One has nothing to do with the other, but is there always watching the interest of this. And just by being, there is that solace in this field of change. So the change rises to its value with the light of this. And when the change rises to its value, it doesn't stop in rising. It keeps on rising, 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 till it reaches the infinite value. And when this has reached the infinite value, both are found on the same value. That's it. So, this is the situation. But these three situations, we do not mix one with the other. Our vision is clear. When we talk of unity, we talk of a particular state of consciousness. All the behavior and the appreciation and cognition and the level of perception, all is in terms of unity. But this is only the state, this is only true in this state of consciousness. We don't bring this unity here in this state of consciousness, and certainly never here in this state of consciousness. In this state of consciousness, we meditate and act and meditate and act and meditate and act. And then we rise to this state of consciousness. The absolute and the relative both are there, like that, like that, like that. In the same sequence, we rise on to unity. When we say Maya, it is in this field, which is the field of ignorance. Maya is a conception to explain the hidden reality, which is the ultimate cause, and the procedure of manifestation of this effect of creation. So only the ignorant are explained, intellectual explanation of the relationship between the absolute and the relative, that is done by the inception of a word, nature or Maya. Maya does it or nature does it. Here, that thing is a living reality. I am this and this is all, unconcerned with me. Later on, all this is nothing, it was just a mirage. Actually, being and being and I and I and I alone. That. So, as long as one has not reached the state of unity, one has no right to say this is all illusion and dream, and it will be wrong. When we are in this Holiday Inn, we don't say this is Montreal. We are just staying here for the night. It's a resting place for the night. It's beautiful, but certainly it's not Montreal. It's the Holiday Inn. Different states of consciousness, and because life is lived in every state of consciousness, so every state of consciousness has a pattern of life and perception, activity, appreciation, all with reference to that level of consciousness. Everything, that level of consciousness. So, having a clear vision of these different states of consciousness, meditate and enjoy maximum, create maximum, spread maximum fulfillment, and through the same process keep on evolving. We don't have to do anything to evolve faster other than enjoy maximum of life with regular meditations morning and evening. This is it. Enjoy maximum of life, create maximum from life, bring maximum fulfillment everywhere through regular practice of meditation, and this will mean fulfillment to whatever degree fulfillment is possible in this level of living, and then maintain the maximum level of creative intelligence and fulfillment at every step of evolution in a spontaneous manner. This is the technique of living. This is the wisdom of living. This is the knowledge of life. How to be. It's beautiful.